Hi, I'm Polly Olson. I am a member of Yakima Nation and the tribal liaison for the Burke Museum, the Washington State Museum of Natural History and Culture. Today I'd like to share with you the work and efforts and mentorship that was provided between myself and the archaeology staff. In 2018, we were in the final stages of designing the Archie Gallery for the new Burke. In that effort, Peter and Laura, the archaeology team, felt it was important to dive deeper into some consultation around basket wall and the living hearth, the food hearth, and other areas. I was a new tribal liaison for the Burke Museum. I was working on identifying what my work entailed and what work was in the museum. And the Archie team were awesome. They were great mentors in welcoming me on this journey. So we had a conversation and they explained that they would like to have a basket wall that would hold the foods that come from our collections, as well as the stories and the relationship that our tribal communities have with these important plant and animal relatives that nourish our communities. In that discussion, it was shared that there were 8 panels that were going to need to be a basket. So we decided to do consultation and to connect with master basket weavers and ask for their guidance from their experience on how to do this basket wall with the right material and the right design that would represent both Eastern Washington and Western Washington basket designs. So Laura Phillips and I went out, and our exhibits director, Kay Fernandez, went out to Suquamish to meet with master weaver Ed Carrier. We sat out on the water where his house sits, and he pulled out several designs and started telling us stories and flipping through his sketches and books. And through the discussion, we identified the design that you see on this wall as the design that should be used for this basket wall. With that, we returned to the Burke and talked to our exhibit designers and our manufacturers who were going to build this out. And we got a timeline in order to do this. Well, Ed could not join us for the date that we were meeting the team who was going to build these basket panels. And so we reached out and expanded our consultation. And we asked Elaine Grinnell, Jamestown Sklallam, and Teresa Parker McCaw to come and do a consultation with us to talk to the manufacturers and ourselves around the importance of these baskets, how to weave the material properly. And we felt it was important to tell the stories and sing some songs and let the material, the actual material that builds these walls, know what they're going to be doing. They're going to be holding our medicines, our words. They're going to be holding the old stories from our ancestors, and that they are holding the breath of our living culture in the archaeology gallery. How exciting. So Teresa and Elaine came, and as I stated, we sang our songs, we told our creation stories, and in the end, Teresa then went off and started to demonstrate and work with the material that was going to be used for these basket panels. And she figured out how to do it, and she provided a weaving technique lesson for the manufacturers. They worked together for about an hour and we left. And it was done in a good way. When they brought the panels in, we were there to help guide and encourage the success of the installation. And we also felt that it was important to include some energy, some prayer, some hands from our Pacific Islanders and Chamorro family. So we had a couple other weavers help us with the top weaving to finish off the project. It is an unfinished basket, but our work is unfinished. And those stories will continue to grow and continue to be change in its narrative and teach the world the importance of consultation and peer mentorship between professionals. Thank you.